Tonight, let's go to Romans chapter 16. Now, ladies, we'll set a time that works best, that we think works best. It probably won't work perfect for all of you, so I don't want to hear your complaining, all right? But we'll try to find a date that's best for most of the ladies where you can go out to Cheddar's. Amen? And the men will gather together and go to the steakhouse. And so, but anyhow, I do thank you, ladies. I do commend you. Did a great job. Many men did and worked hard. And just a tremendous time. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. And I'm tarred, T-A-R-D. Is anybody else T-A-R-D, tarred? Amen. That's, I learned that word in Texas. Amen. And they taught me that word. And so whatever it means, that's what I am. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on the value of fellow laborers in the Bible. Romans chapter 16, let's begin with verse number 1 in this passage of Scripture. The entire chapter of Romans chapter 16, for the most part, is a passage of Scripture where Paul, the Apostle Paul, is commending fellow laborers that he knows and fellow laborers that he has worked with and served the Lord in the ministry. And he says some very important things that I want to look at tonight about fellow laborers. Number one, notice, let's begin with verse number 1. I commend you, Phoebe, our servant, which is our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Kentria, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. Notice, for she hath been a succorer of many. That word means she was a helper. She was like an assistant. She would help people wherever the need was. Verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my sake laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my brethren, my well-beloved Epineus, Mr. E, we'll call him Mr. E, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia. By the way, notice those are Roman names. These are Romans that got saved and became fellow servants of the Lord. My kinsmen, my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbane, our helper in Christ. And Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Perseus, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Let's pray tonight. Father, bless what we say tonight. Lord, I pray you use what you put on my heart to be a help, Lord, and a blessing, just something that will energize us to serve you and to give you, Lord, more of all of our lives. Thank you, Father, for all that you do. Bless, we pray, thy word tonight. May it be near and dear. May a heart of gratitude come forth for the workers and the fellow laborers in Christ, in this church. I pray tonight in Jesus' name, amen. I want you to notice another passage of Scripture. Go to 2 Corinthians, just to the right a little bit, chapter 8, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 8, verse 23. I want you to see this verse here, and the Apostle Paul talks about fellow helpers in the service of the Lord. 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 23. Notice it says, whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Notice Paul had a fellow helper. It wasn't just all Paul, it was fellow helpers that were helping Paul accomplish what God wanted him to do. And he said, or our brethren be inquired of, that they are messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Notice, Paul holds these fellow helpers in high esteem as messengers of the churches and picture them as the glory of Christ. Now, that's amazing. Now, take your Bible also and go into the book of 3 John with me. The book of 3 John, and that's all the way back by the book of Revelation. The book of 3 John and chapter number 1, verse 8. 3 John, chapter 1, go all the way to Revelation and turn left, all right? The epistle of 3 John, only one chapter in this book. And notice verse 8, he said, or verse 7, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Fellow helpers to the truth. Now, the Apostle Paul, especially in Romans chapter 16, and go back, if you would, please, to Romans chapter 16, and we'll take our text here in this passage tonight, Romans chapter number 16. This passage is entirely dedicated to naming the names of fellow servants in the Lord. He commends them for what they're doing, but he also reminds us that these fellow helpers make the work of God necessary. I want to tell you something. The work of God is not a one-man operation. It's not. It's everybody having this heart that Paul is commending them for with the spirit that says, I can help do something for the Lord. I can help. Even Aaron was a helper to Moses and just lifting up his hands when his hands got weary and when his hands got tired. He said, I'm going to prop those hands up. I'm just going to lift them up. I'm going to help that man. And I want to tell you something that did so much help for Moses to keep on going and to keep on serving the Lord. That kind of help is what Paul is talking about, fellow helpers of the truth. And can I say today, can I thank and praise and honor every one of you? Yes, I want to praise God, and don't worry about getting the big head. If you get the big head, that's okay a little bit. But I want to thank every one of you for making this day, all these visitors, all these kids come. What a wonderful day. And the whole 6 weeks campaign, seeing these visitors come, and I watched you shake their hand, and I watched you even hug them and let them know they're loved and cared about, and that there's a church. We're not big, but we're big in we care about people, and we're interested in helping their lives. We want to be helpers, fellow helpers to the truth. Amen. Thank God for you. I thank God for your work. I thank God for this church. What a wonderful group of people to serve with. Amen. I thank God for the people that just want to do something, serve a snow cone, show a little kid where the bathroom is. And please do. I hope you do that. Amen. The alternative is not very good. So I'm just saying tonight, I thank God for the fellow laborers. Years ago, there was a break in the circuit, which occurred just as King George was about to deliver his radio address at the conference. A humble workman caught the loose ends in his hand just in time, a part of the circuit together. He didn't create the power by which the king's message was transmitted, but he closed the circuit so that the message could flow, but through him, the king's will was done. He just held the wires together. A fellow helper. A fellow helper to the truth. There was an elderly woman. She was restricted in her activities, but she wanted to do something for Christ. After she prayed, she decided that although she could not do much walking around to distribute tracts or be a gospel witness, she placed a small ad in the Oakland Tribune, and the ad read this, quote, "Pianist will play hymns by phone daily for those who are sick and despondent. The service is free." The notice included a number to dial. And when people called, she would immediately inquire, "What hymn would you like to hear?" Within a few months, she played for several hundred depressed, lonely people. Frequently, they would pour out their hearts to her, and she was able to help them, encourage them. And she later testified by saying this, "That service became the most rewarding thing I ever did in my life." A fellow helper to the truth. She never preached a sermon. She couldn't walk to hand out a gospel tract. She couldn't go here. She couldn't do that. But she found some way to be a fellow helper to the truth. Now, let me make 3 points tonight. Number one, fellow laborers help make each other stronger. Right. Fellow laborers help make each other stronger. Can I tell you what? All the work that was done, I didn't have to do hardly anything today. I just went and preached a funeral this afternoon. And y'all ate all my hot dogs. But I'll tell you what, you all ran that thing today. You did that work. But you know what? It blessed my soul. We make each other stronger. Amen? And next time you say, "Well, I don't want to do that job." Good. That's fine. Just let somebody who wants the blessing do the job. Amen? You say, I don't like doing that. Well, don't worry about it. Someone else who will get the joy and the happiness out of it will do it. Amen? Not too many amens right there, but that's how it really is. I'm saying we make each other stronger. We lift each other up. We help each other in each capacity that we can. That's what it means to be a fellow helper, a laborer in the Lord. Somebody who like these names in Romans 16, people we don't even know, people who we don't even have any idea what they did. They grabbed a job, they got in there, and they started lifting each other up and started helping each other and started doing something for God together. Hey, I want to tell you something. Many hands make the work light. Many hands make the work light. And thank God, it's what helps keep someone going on and going on and going on. I wonder, Brother Bingham, how many missionaries leave the field because they just don't have anyone there to help? No one there to really help. No one there to really come along and say, "I'm here to help you accomplish something for the Lord." Oh, listen, we see a whole list of people that the Apostle Paul honored. He said, "Praise God for you. Thank God that you had a heart just to cook a hot dog or just to do this or clean a church." Well, let me tell you something. Every week, Miss Gonzo comes up here and cleans this church. And she doesn't want any accolades, just $100 a month. And she, no, I'm just kidding. She doesn't. She'd take it, but she didn't ask for it. But, amen. But she comes up here every week, cleans this church. You walk in, it smells good. That didn't happen by osmosis. Amen. That happened because someone just decided to get in there and do a job that may not be too beautiful, that may not be too easy, and may have to rearrange a schedule a little bit to do it. But she does it for the Lord. I'll tell you something, there's reward in it. There's reward in it. I thank God for the fellow laborers. You make me stronger. When I'm weak, you make me stronger. And I hope when you're weak, I make you stronger. We need each other. We need each other's fellow laborers. We need each other in the Lord. We need the one that we can say, I don't want to disappoint that one. We need that one in the church that we can say, I want them to thank the Lord for me. We need that. From the littlest kid to the oldest saint, what they do for the Lord makes a difference. It matters. Did you hear me? I said, what you do for the Lord matters. It makes a difference. Well, what can I do? I'll guarantee you, if you're thinking good and hard enough and you really want to, you'll come up with something. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. Or grab arms with somebody else and say, you know what? You and me and form a pretty good partnership. We could do this job together. Amen. What a joy. I'm talking about fellow helpers. We make each other stronger in the Lord. You know what happens when a person drifts out of church and just kind of drifts away? We got a few like that. I'm worried about them. But I want to tell you something. You know what happens to them? They become isolated. And there's no help, and they become defeated and discouraged and depressed. Let me tell you something. You and I need church. Don't ever let the devil talk you out of missing church all the time. Amen. Don't let it happen. You know why? Because the time will come you'll feel isolated. You won't have a fellow helper alongside of you. But we gain strength. We become stronger together when we all pitch in and help. And you know what's funny is when you see somebody sweating and working, doing a job, and you know what? It says to me, hey, I can grab along a hand and try to help them do something. Amen? Amen? I wish I was back in time in the bounce house, because I was going to get in the bounce house with the kids. And I love it because you know how you do that bounce, and right when they come down, boom, boom. Watch them eject into the wall. Oh, man, that's so much fun. I couldn't wait to do that. Amen? See, bus kids flying everywhere. That's just a blessing. Amen? And I enjoy it. Listen, I may be 55, but I still got something inside of me. Amen? I'm saying we need fellow helpers. It makes us stronger. Someone once said this, if you do it because no one else will, it's a job. If you're doing it to serve the Lord, it's a ministry. Amen. If you do it just enough to get by, it's a job. But if you do it to the best of your ability, it's a ministry. Amen. If you quit because someone criticized you, it was a job. But if you keep serving despite criticism, it's a ministry. Amen. If you quit because no one praised you, it was a job. But if you do it because you think it needs to be done, it's a ministry. I say to you today, fellow helpers make each other stronger. Secondly, fellow helpers love the ministry of helping. Fellow helpers just love to help. How can I help? What do you need me to do, preacher? What do you need me to do? How can I help? You know, we have bus workers that ride on the van, and they get on the van, and it's their job when they stop at the kid's house, they run to the door, knock on the door, and bring the kids out. Let me tell you something. If Brother Brett had to do that every time he got there and got out, he'd come to church tuckered out. He'd be tarred, T-A-R-D. Amen? He'd be wiped out. Old Brother Brett come in, his shirt untucked, his hair all like explosion in a mattress factory, you know. I mean, it just looked, oh. Brother Brett, how'd you do today? Really good, preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to say fellow laborers love to help. They just like it. They just like to help. What can I do? What can I do? You know, I'm the type that when I leave church and I go across home and I see a piece of paper, I got to pick it up. Yeah. Amen. I see some paper, some junk, trash on God's grounds, I want to pick it up. Uh-huh. I don't want to see it. If it's too far away, I send Matthew out to pick it up. But Fellow helper to the truth. Amen. Listen to me. Do you love just simply being a help? Being a help. Someone needs groceries in the church. You can be a fellow helper to them. Someone needs prayer. You can be a fellow help to them. Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. And I don't see it all, but I see a few things that maybe the church doesn't see that other people do to be a blessing to other people. They don't want accolades. They don't want praise. They don't want me to get up and make an announcement. Brother or Mrs. So-and-so did this for brother and Mrs. So-and-so. They don't want that. But sometimes I see those things that people do that you don't. And I want to tell you something. My heart swells with joy. And I guess if there's any kind of good pride, there's a good kind of pride in my heart for those people who just want to help. I'm saying what a blessing that is. Fellow helpers love the ministry of helping. And I want to say lastly tonight, I decided to let you out a little early tonight. Well, nobody said amen, so I'm going to keep on. Amen. Matthew told me the service he'd pay me $15 if I preached 20 minutes. That's what he told me. I'm raising it to 30. But fellow helpers find reward in labor. You know, the reward of laboring for the Lord is the labor itself. But God is also good enough to see our labor and reward it when we get to heaven. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. That's what the Bible says. He doesn't forget. He sees it all. He's got an account book somewhere. Really, I don't think God needs an account book. I think he knows it all. And when God sees the things that are done by God's people, it brings him joy and a blessing. The reward of labor is the labor itself. Serving is its own reward. Giving is a reward. These people who are always taken in and never given out. You know what happens to a pond when water comes in, but water is never flowing out? The water gets stagnant. The top of the pond gets scummy. Frogs infest it and it gets scummy. You know that happens to Christians? We get scummy. Slimy. Amen? We get scummy when we're taken in, but we're never given out. You know, some people have learned that's a wonderful ingredient of life, but you know, some people have never learned it. In our world, and by the way, our government is making a bunch of gimme gimmies out of people today. Our government wants to just give, take from the people who work and give it to those who don't so that nobody has any incentive to work. I'm against that. That's wrong. Work is a good thing. And you should enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I think it's wrong to take the fruits of the labor of a hardworking man and give it to a man who sits on his backside all day long. Amen. Amen. I'll get a few comments about that one. That's all right. Amen. But I want to tell you something. God's interested in helping reward labor. In a district of Wales, there was a baby boy that was ill. He was dangerously ill. And the widowed mother walked 5 miles in the night through the drenching rain to get a doctor. And the doctor hesitated about making the trip. And in his mind, the doctor said, "Would it pay?" He questioned in his mind. He would receive no money. And besides, the child's life were saved. He would grow up, no doubt, to become nothing but a poor laborer. But love for humanity and professional duty conquered. And that doctor got up and walked that 5 miles in the dark, in the rain. And years later, that same child, Lloyd George, became Prime Minister of England. And the doctor said, quote, "I never dreamed that in saving the life of that child on the farm, that I was saving the life of the greatest man in England today." You know, my thoughts are to remind you that we never know who passes through our doors. We never know. We never know who is going to be influenced by the preaching of the Word of God. But I know one thing, no one is influenced. No one is influenced when we don't all become fellow laborers in the Lord. What a blessing it is to serve. I want to tell you something, it is a blessing to serve. Serving is a wonderful blessing that no one or nothing can compare to. Giving of myself, giving of our time, giving of our treasure, giving of our talents, giving of our abilities, whatever we can do to be a blessing. And some say, I'm tired. I get tired, preacher. Welcome to the crowd. But isn't it a good tired? Isn't it a good tired? Isn't it a good tard? Hey, man, you go home, lay your head down on that pillow, that feels good. I'd hate to be one of these guys, a leech sucking off the government, lay my head on my pillow at night and know that I took hard-earned tax money away from some hard-working person. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I said that. Because that's really what we're doing in this country. We're not teaching people to serve anymore. We're teaching people to receive. And it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Fellow laborers to the truth. Again, I say to you tonight, I commend you and thank God for your service for the Lord. And I want to spur you on even for future service. Whatever you can do, there's something you can do. There's something that can help you. And you say, well, sometimes I get overloaded. Can I give you a verse? Can I give you a verse of scripture? Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Keep on going, fellow helper. God bless you. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's close.